it's important to calibrate yourself to the level of violence that is about to erupt across society as systems collapse. And when I say calibrate, I mean to neurologically prepare yourself for a level of violence that you've never seen in this country, probably have never seen it in your lifetime unless you were a cop or a soldier, if you were deployed, then yes, you've seen that kind of violence. Or, you know, if you were special forces in a third world nation, you've seen it. Most Americans have never seen real violence. And their only depictions of violence are in Hollywood movies, which are, of course, complete fictions. You look at the way firearms are depicted in Hollywood, it's all total fiction. It's amazing how Hollywood firearms don't even follow the laws of physics, you know? And in Hollywood, the good guy can just run through a hail of bullets and never get struck. In reality, you run through a hail of bullets, you're probably going to take a few rounds and that's it. In Hollywood, you know, one shot takes out the enemy and he drops and dies. In reality, you can shoot a guy that's coming at you and he's probably going to still keep coming at you, depending on, you know, where you shoot him. What part of the anatomy have you struck? What kinds of bullets are you using and so on? So I want to be clear. I stand for the rule of law. I stand for law and order. I stand for a pro-constitution society. I stand for the concept of live and let live. Let's let people live in peace. I do not provoke violence, but like many people, I'm trained in the tools such as firearms and edge weapons and so on in order to prevent violence from continuing. And I'm among, you know, tens of millions of Americans who are trained and who are proficient in various forms of firearms, which you could say are tools of applied violence, but it's the intent behind the tool that makes all the difference. For example, when a cop carries a gun, that gun is not designed to provoke violence or cause chaos, but rather to stop violence and to protect the innocent. And that's the same way that I believe you and I should think about firearms. We become proficient in firearms not to provoke violence, but to end violence and to protect the innocent, which may include ourselves, by the way. Well, we're about to enter an era with violence unleashed against us domestically in the United States at a level that we've never seen. There are MS-13 gang members that have crossed the wide open border, left open by the Democrats and the rhinos and the Biden regime. And they will be activated and they will carry out campaigns of extreme violence across the United States of America. And most Americans will be absolutely shocked at the level of violence or the types of violence. For example, your local police chief, let's say, might be attacked at 3 a.m. in his own home by some America-hating gangs. They will get the address, the home address of the police chief, and they will hunt them down and they will kill them while they sleep in their own beds, or they will set their homes on fire. And they will do this in many places all across America. And they will stage raids on sheriff's departments. They will attack government buildings. They will attack, you know, city councils or mayors. They may assassinate mayors. Basically, they're trying to destroy the institutions of power and the rule of law at the local level all across America in order to cause chaos. And because these attacks will be initially carried out with the element of surprise, the first wave will be very, very successful from their point of view. Fortunately for the rest of us, then, you know, America's Second Amendment immune system will kick in and the American people will start to push back, you know, quite aggressively, and the enemies of America will ultimately find themselves defeated. But what I'm trying to explain here is that the type of violence that's coming to you is something that you've never seen, and you need to be ready for it. It's not going to be easy. It's actually going to be quite traumatic. But you need to be neurologically and spiritually resilient in order to make it through what's coming. And there are also many scenarios of violence where there's desperate Americans. They don't even have to be illegals or enemy combatants, just desperate Americans like the liberal fascists fleeing the blue cities that are running around the countryside, breaking into people's homes and trying to steal enough food to not die of starvation. Well, guess what? Those people will become increasingly violent, and they're going to be met with violence. And that violence may be dished out in the form of self-defense by property owners in rural areas who will, sooner or later, they will either die themselves or they will shoot looters. You know, there's not going to be much middle ground there if things get as bad as I'm concerned that they will. So having the mindset to apply selective self-defense violence is a very important mental preparedness state. If you are not prepared to kill someone who is about to kill you and who has, let's say, burst into your property or burst into your home, someone who's coming to loot or steal or pillage and intends to do you harm, someone who maybe they want to kill you and then take over your home, squat in it, use it as their base. If you're not prepared to shoot that person, you're not ready for what's coming. Sorry to say, that's just a simple statement of fact. You're not ready for what's coming. You should pray to God. You don't have to shoot anyone ever, even in self-defense. But if that moment comes, it can't be a moment of hesitation. The bad guys will not hesitate. The criminal element will not hesitate. Hardcore gang members and cartel members, they've lived lives filled with violence. They think nothing of killing you. They will not hesitate. They have no morality in terms of spiritual morality. They have loyalty to their gang, but they do not answer to a higher power. Well, perhaps Satan, but not to God. And so they will not hesitate. If you hesitate, you will not survive. I shared the story with you the other day about a woman in Texas who was driving home to her rural ranch and was being chased by some human traffickers up to 100 miles an hour on the road, trying to run her off the road. And she was able to call her husband, and she was able to finally get to her ranch driveway. And then her husband pulled out there and confronted the human traffickers, who turned around and left after they had entered the property of the ranch. They crossed through the gate of the driveway, and they were in the driveway. I'm astonished that the husband did not shoot them. I absolutely would have shot them in that scenario, because it was a long chase, high speed chase. They were bumping the wife's car, you know, trying to bump her off the road. It was a vehicular assault, and those people were later arrested as human traffickers, by the way. I would have shot them, and that's what I said in a previous podcast. If they had entered my property after attempted homicide or attempted vehicular manslaughter, and they had come onto the property, I would have shot them all. No hesitation. Not everybody's ready to do that, and I understand. That's not an easy thing. I've never had to do that. And I know you might say, well, it's easy to talk about it, hard to do it. Yeah, I get that. I've done a lot of hard things in my life. I can do hard things if necessary. I pray to God I never have to. But it's also really important to have the skills and have the equipment and be ready, in addition to the mental or spiritual readiness. Are you ready to do what's necessary to protect yourself, your family, your property, your nation? If you're ready, then you have the tools, you have the proficiency, you have what is necessary to do so, and you have that spiritual readiness. And remember, this is all about defensive. We're talking about America under attack. We're talking about your community under attack. We're talking about an enemy occupying force that has assassinated your local sheriff or police chief or mayor. We're talking about sabotage operations have been carried out against your local community, and you are in survival mode. You and other armed citizens are trying to defend your community against these brutal attacks and acts of war. Do you have that mentality that's going to be necessary to survive? Are you going to be able to make the hard choices? Do you have the skill set? Do you have the physical strength to carry it out? Do you have the habits built into your muscle memory because your mind is going to be freaking out. And if you haven't gone through these drills thousands of times, you might not be able to think through it that effectively. This is why people drill, to make it automatic, so you don't have to think about it if it comes time. I am a big supporter of the men and women in blue. I'm a supporter of the rule of law. I will never contribute to escalating chaos or violence. I will always use my talents, my influence, my skill set, and my resources to help end violence and protect the innocent and reestablish security and the rule of law. And that's my philosophy. I'm sure you probably share all or most of that philosophy as well, but there are a lot of other people out there who do not have that philosophy. They have a philosophy of engineered chaos. They want to cause anarchy, and they will be very effective at doing it. So, folks, be ready for that to happen. Be absolutely ready, or you may find out that it's not a good outcome. So get prepared and abide by the rule of law. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1,000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site, we do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool. And then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got from a low of 102.89% or 101.96%. That's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold, and they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time, because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, you're like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold skyrocketing. So what are you gonna do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold, because it's better than just 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's, it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it.
it fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse, a lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread, or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes, or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick. And it's much larger than the one, because there's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier. It's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the gold-backed company, and this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people, and it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a one-ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com, and thank you for your support. Get ready, because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.